Vishnupad, Brahmahang, Saprabhita, Kasharya, Asatara, Sadushi, Sriman, His Divine Grace, Lacey, Bhaktivedanta, Swaira, Srila Prabhupada, Kija, Gaur Premanande, all glories to the Assembled Devotees, all glories to Sri Guru and Sri Gauranga, among Vishnu, Padaya, Krishna, Pristaya, Bhutte, Srimate, Bhaktivedanta, Swaita, Namane, Namaste Sarasatundeve Gauravani Vicharne Nirvishesha Shundavari Paskyatya De Satarne Om Agena Timurandasya Kananjana Salakaya Chaksur Umilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Bandeham Shigro Shiyuta Parakamalam Shigrom Vaishnavam Cha Shirupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raganatam Vitamtam Sajivam Sarvaitam Savadutam Vrijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shiva Sakans Vitamscha Hey Krishna Karna Sindo Dinabando Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchena Gorangi Radhe Vrindavaneshri Prishubhanu Siddha Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vanchakapa Thruvyascha Kripa Sinubhyevacha Patidanam Bhavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaur Bhaktivrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4, Chapter 4, Text Number 36, Chapter 6, Text 36. Lingam cha tapasa abhishtam vasma danda pitha ajinam angena sandhya abra rucha chandra lekham cha vibhratam lingam chatapasa bhishtam Basma danda jatha jina angena sandhya brarucha chandra lekam cha vibratam lingam cha tapasa bhishtam Basma danda jatha jina Angena sadhya brarucha Chandra lekam cha vibratam
Lingam cha tapasa bhishtam
Lingam cha tapasa bhishtam
Bhashma danda jata jinam
Bhashma danda jata jinam
Angena sadhya brarucha
Angena sadhya brarucha
Chandra lekam
cha vibratam Lingam cha tapasa bhishtam
Sadhya Vavrucha
Mandalaikam Devibratam Lingam Symptom Cha and Tapasa Abhishtam Desired by Shaivite Ascetics Vajma Ashes Danda Staff Chata Matted Hair Ajinam Antelope Skin Angena With His Body Sandhya Abra Reddish Rucha Colored Chandralekham Crest of a Half Moon Cha and Bibratam Bearing. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. He was seated on a deer skin and was practicing all forms of austerity. Because his body was smeared with ashes, he looked like an evening cloud. On his hair was the sign of a half moon, a symbolic representation. Please repeat. He was seated on a deer skin.
He was seated on a deer skin.
He was practicing all forms of austerity.
Because his body was smeared with ashes.
He looked like an evening cloud.
On his hair
was the sign of a half moon. A symbolic representation. So there are three sentences here. What was the first sentence?
Seated on a matted deer skin.
Yes. Doing what? Tapasa? What's that? What kind of austerities?
All forms.
All forms, yes. And what's the next sentence? He was wearing an antelope skin. Third sentence. And therefore he looked like?
An evening cloud.
And his on his, what was the third sentence? Yeah. And what is the crescent moon? Representation. Purport. Lord Shiva's symptoms of austerity are not exactly like those of a Vaishnav. Lord Shiva is certainly the number one Vaishnav, but he exhibits a feature for a particular class of men who cannot follow the Vaishnav principles. The Shaivites, the devotees of Lord Shiva, generally less dress like Lord Shiva, and sometimes they indulge in smoking and taking intoxicants. Such practices are never accepted by the followers of the Vaishnava rituals. Text 37. Upavishtam darbha mayam prishyam brahma sanatanam naradaya pravochantam prichate shinvatam sitam. Translation. He was seated on a straw mattress and speaking to all present, including the great sage Narada, to whom he specifically spoke about the absolute truth. Purport. The Lord was sitting on a mattress of straw because such a sitting place is accepted by persons who are practicing austerities to gain understanding of the absolute truth. In this verse, it is specifically mentioned that he was speaking to the great sage Narada, a celebrated devotee. Narada was asking Lord Shiva about devotional service, and Shiva, being the topmost Vaishnav, was instructing him. In other words, Lord Shiva and Narada were discussing the knowledge of the Vedas, but as we understood that the subject matter was devotional service. Another point in this connection is that Lord Shiva is the supreme instructor and the great sage Narada is the supreme audience. Therefore, the supreme subject matter of Vedic knowledge is bhakti or devotional service.
Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swami Tanamane Namaste Sarasvatundeve Gauravani Vacharane Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paskyatya De Satarne. Lord Shiva is seated on an antelope skin or deer skin, and his hair is matted. His body is smeared with ashes. He has a symbolic representation of half moon within his hair, within his matted hair. And he's seated before great sages, including Narada Muni, and they're discussing devotional service, bhakti. So generally speaking, we'd think that a person who is in such a position would be talking about austerity or yoga or some other subject, but the talk here is bhakti, especially since the great sage Narada is present, and Narada doesn't come to a particular place in order to find out about Astanga Yoga or Hatha Yoga or Karma Yoga or Jnana Yoga. He's only interested in bhakti. And Lord Shiva, although apparently a great ascetic and yogi, is actually the topmost devotee. And here it mentions why Lord Shiva is engaged in so many different types of practices and has such an appearance, is that he's very merciful towards a certain class of persons, those in the mode of ignorance, who become attracted by his appearance and his activities, and therefore become his followers. And as they become his followers, as they become qualified, then he introduces them to the path of bhakti. Srila Prabhupada once said that the Krishna consciousness movement is to introduce the chanting of Hare Krishna, and at the same time create an atmosphere by which the chanting can be accepted. If we look at Srila Prabhupada's pastimes, his activities, we can see that Prabhupada, in his dealings with people, because that's what we're dealing with, is people, relationships, that Prabhupada was always very careful that he created an atmosphere by which people would be able to hear. Although sometimes it appeared that Prabhupada would do things that were almost contradictory in his dealings. Like one time, his secretary brought to Srila Prabhupada a letter and said two couples, they wanted to divorce and wanted to marry different persons. The couple had written, it was actually the couple that wanted to marry, and they wanted to divorce their spouses. And they wanted Prabhupada's blessings. So Prabhupada said, yes, I have my blessings. So the secretary was a little shocked. And later he asked, Hari Saripura, I believe it was, and he asked Prabhupada, you're always preaching against divorce, and here you're giving blessings to two devotees who want to marry each other and divorce their spouses. How is this? I can't understand this. So Prabhupada said, yes, he said, that we're against divorce, but if I told them they don't have my blessings, they go ahead and do it anyhow, and it'd be a lot worse. Their offense would actually be worse, because not only they'd be going against the Vedic culture, against the laws of nature, but they'd also be violating the orders of the spiritual master. Therefore, in our dealings, we have to see how we can create an atmosphere by which people can become attracted to Krishna. And of course, the best way of creating an atmosphere is simply to learn how to listen. Because in the Bhagavatam, we don't find, although this is being taken place on the heavenly planets, so many amazing things are going on. There's flower airplanes. There's brahmastras being thrown sometimes. There's angelic angels. So many amazing things are going on. But ultimately, we find people sitting down and talking about Krishna. whether they're on this planet, Maitreya, talking to Vidura, Pariksha Maharaj and Shukadeva Goswami, or we find the sages of Naimisharanya and Sudhu Goswami, people are sitting down and listening. Of course, the great personalities, they're not only sitting down and listening, but they're actually hearing. Not only they're hearing, they're also understanding. Not only they're understanding, but they're also practicing perfectly what they're hearing. They're not simply sitting down because they have nothing else to do. They're jobless. After all, they're ascetics, dropouts from the society. They have no money. They have no occupation. Therefore, they have nothing better to do than simply sit down and listen. No, they're actually on the topmost level of consciousness, and therefore, when they're hearing, they're actually experiencing what's being said because they've reached a perfectional state of consciousness. Of course, we may not be on that same level, but we have to take an example from them that whoever we are, whether we're Lord Shiva, we're ascetics, or whatever, we're ordinary persons working in a job, or brahmacharis living in a temple, or brahmacharinis, that the topmost occupation is simply to sit down and listen. And there's a progressive progression to that listening. We think sometimes, the devotees, that if we simply bring our body to the temple, then we're in the perfectional state of existence. Because my body's there, as our Shruti Kirti Prabhu once said, he said, I would be sitting before Srila Prabhupada as his secretary every day, and I'd always be smiling when he gave the lecture, and sitting there with back erect. He said, I didn't hear a thing, but at least I was smiling. So similarly, our bodies being here is a nice achievement, but it's not the topmost perfection of life. That my body's here, somehow or another my eyes are open. And at the proper times I laugh if there's a joke, or if I wake up when everyone else is laughing to find out finally what's going on, what was said. No, we actually have to have the body there, and we're supposed to try to hear. Srila Prabhupada mentioned that with his spiritual master, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Prabhupada, that he's speaking such a high philosophy that Prabhupada couldn't really understand exactly what he was saying, but he liked to listen anyhow. Because if you like the person, then if you admire the person, then whatever he's saying, you want to hear from him anyhow, even if you can't understand. Because that's how we develop this, that's how we've developed this body, this present body. That's how we'll get our next body. It's not simply by some accident. It's according to who we're hearing from to begin with. And we hear from people, we actually try to hear from people we admire. Because we want to find out how they got where they are. When Narada Muni was speaking to Srila Vyasadeva inquired from him, how did you become such a good devotee? And Narada Muni related to him his pastime of simply sitting there and hearing from the sages, and by hearing from the sages and rendering them some service, he became purified just by being present when the sound vibration was going on. And he developed the same taste that the sages had. The taste of Krishna Katha. Therefore, if we like someone, if we admire someone, then we'll want to find out how they got where they are. Tarko apratishta shutiya vibina nasavri shir yasya nabinam. Dharmasya tattvam nihitam guhayam mahajano yena katasapanda. That it is not just by discussion. Discussion is not discouraged. But just by arguments, we don't get anywhere. If you face off against someone, sometimes devotees in the airports, they face off. They're having a bad day and they praying to Krishna, please send me a Christian or someone. I can face off and I can ground them into the airport terminal with my logic and reasoning and feel good that I'm having a bad day, but after I get through with this person, he's going to be having a worse day. So it is not discouraged to argue, but just argument in themselves don't get anyone anywhere in terms of approaching the absolute truth. If we're just arguing for the sake of defeating the other party. Tarka apratishta shutiya vibina. And there are so many scriptures, it's the same idea, that if I want to find out what direction I can take so I can get what I want, there are so many scriptures. I can look through the scriptures and finally I'll find the scripture that will agree with me and I'll accept it. Just like I was told that when they had the original 11 initiating gurus in our society, at that time there was this idea, let us accept some shiksha gurus. The idea of accepting a shiksha guru was, certain devotees like pizza and ice cream and 7-Up. And some gurus were very strict and some gurus would accept, used to eat pizza, ice cream and 7-Up. So they accepted such gurus as initiating gurus as their shiksha gurus. That way they could have a picture and offer them the pizza, ice cream, and 7-Up in confidence that it was being delivered to Krishna. It was being accepted through the simple succession. So similarly, we can try to find those sages, those scriptures that support our philosophy, our desires, and accept them as our leader. But dharmasya tattvam nihitam gohayam, if we actually want to find out the truth, that is not the method in itself. That is just reflecting ourselves. Mahajano yena katasa panta. We have to choose someone who we think is higher than us. In the Mode of Ignorance, Prabhupada said that the demons, they think that someone like Kamsa or Hiranyakashipu or Ravana, they become the leader. And this way they can become, follow them and become a bigger demon. Or in the mode of passion, when they accept a rock star, a movie star, a big business magnate as the leader, hear from them, try to understand what they're saying, follow in their footsteps, and become rich or famous. And in the mode of goodness, one may accept some demigod as the leader, some person in the mode of goodness, how to win friends and influence people, something like that. 7 habits of highly effective Vaishnavas. Someone chooses someone as the leader, tries to hear from them, try to understand what they're saying, trying to put into practice how they became successful, with the idea that by following their footsteps, we'll also become successful in the mode of goodness. And if we want to become transcendental, then we have to choose a devotee who's higher than us, follow their footsteps, hear from them, try to understand what they're saying, try to put into practice as much as we've understood, and then we should come gradually to the platform that they're on, that they're describing. So similarly, the topmost Vaishnav, Lord Shiva, is speaking to Narada Muni, and Narada Muni is hearing from him. Although he appears to be a yogi, an ascetic, a Shaivite, half mad, half intoxicated, but actually he's not. He's only taking this position so that others may become attracted and he can deliver to them appropriate instructions to elevate them. So sometimes a Vaishnav on the level of Lord Shiva will take a certain position simply to help the most fallen souls and elevate them gradually. In Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes, Lord Shiva is appearing as a Advaita Acharya to deliver the fallen souls. praying for Lord Chaitanya, Lord Nityananda to come. So similarly, we're trying to preach the message of Krishna consciousness somehow or another so that people can hear it, take it seriously, and practice it themselves and get the happy result of becoming Krishna conscious. So Prabhupada himself, who's our acharya, he's established certain things which he thought were going to be appropriate for this age, which will help people become Krishna conscious. Primarily, topmost, was the establishment of temples and cities where people can come and hear about Krishna, the worship of the deities, the distribution of the transcendental literature, all these things to create an atmosphere. And of course, the topmost thing is that the devotees are cooperating, not with the idea of becoming rich or famous or becoming popular, but cooperating to distribute this transcendental knowledge to others. To distribute these transcendental books, transcendental sound vibrations, so that people can take these books seriously. And the most important thing, of course, because it's describing bhakti, is the nice relationship between the devotees. And the most important thing to establish a nice relationship to devotees, it's not very complicated. We don't have to study psychology. We don't have to study counseling. We don't have to study so many things about how to improve our lives. We just have to study how to hear from the devotees. That's all that's necessary. And not only to hear from the devotees, but try to understand what they're actually saying. Not that the devotees are speaking, we're smiling, waving our head. We don't have no idea what they're saying. We couldn't care less what they're saying. But we're actually supposed to hear what they're saying and with the idea of service. What can I actually do to serve you? If we take that mood, then automatically our relationships will improve. And if the relationships we're actually taking the mood of servant rather than the mood of the master, then not only our relationship will improve, we'll actually become Krishna conscious. Krishna will reveal to us that we're factually a servant. We're a servant of Krishna, we're servants of the devotees. The devotees are appearing before, Krishna is appearing before us as devotees, not one devotee, so many devotees. And the more we become expert at being a servant to the devotees, the more we become expert at being able to hear from the devotees. Living in the temple doesn't mean a nice place to get prasad. It is a nice place to get prasad, but that's not the only thing. But it's a place where we can act, where we can try to learn how to hear from others about Krishna. That during the kirtan, if we try to listen to the kirtan leader, we try to listen to the devotees who are chanting, we try to listen to ourselves chanting, then the result will be is that we'll hear our minds less and less. We'll hear what is our mind saying? Our mind is making so many plans for the future. Our future glorification, our future comfort, how to solve our future problems. It's making so many plans, and it's lamenting so much about how we couldn't do it in the past, and how this kirtan leader, or how this devotee, or this person prevented me from becoming God in the past, but I have a plan in the future. I'm going to overcome their obstacles, and I'm going to reveal who I actually am, the Supreme. Maybe it's a gradual process, but I got a plan. That's called Maya. It is not that as soon as we change our dress and our address, then immediately Maya goes away. Maya goes with us wherever we go in the form of our subtle mind, our perverted consciousness, our perverted understanding of reality. And the symptom of the fact that we're being influenced by Maya is that we're not hearing. What to speak of submissively? Or with appreciation. We're just not even hearing. We're listening, but we're listening to our mind. Our perverted intelligence. But if we simply listen, try to hear, even if we can't hear so well, wherever the mind's wandering, due to its flickering, unsteady nature, one should try to withdraw it and bring it back under the control of their self. As we do that, then we'll be able to appreciate. Prabhupada said that we should first try to hear the Hare Krishna mantra, and then we should try to feel Krishna's presence. If we hear and then try to feel Krishna's presence, try to hear attentively, try to appreciate that Krishna's presence is there, then we'll remember Krishna. That's called Krishna consciousness, that this is the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. That's all we're trying to do here. That's all we have to offer, is becoming conscious of Krishna. His name, his form, his qualities, his associates, his pastimes, his loving exchanges. That's what's being offered. And it comes by hearing from the devotees, appreciating that they are devotees because they're chanting and hearing about Krishna, and therefore will remember that this is all Krishna's pastime. This hearing and chanting in the association of devotees is part of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastime, that they're present when the hearing and chanting goes on, the Sankirtan movement is going on, and along with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his associates are the eternal transcendental pastimes of Krishna in his different leelas. They're also present. And if we learn how to hear from the devotees, try to appreciate, try to enter into that mood of service to them by practical activities, then the result is that this is the method that will go back to the spiritual world. It doesn't require anything else. It's a very simple process, but it can bring us back to our eternal position gradually. If we understand it properly, accept it, and follow it, then our life will become perfect. So I'll stop there. Thank you. Any questions? Comments? Yes. Okay, we'll stop there. Grantharaj Shrimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Gaur Premanande.